I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us today, making their first visit, I think, to our studios, it's Beast Head. They are a band, rock band from Minneapolis with some electronic touches, and we're going to find out more about them. But welcome, guys. Glad to have you here.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
And they are Harry Reynolds. Doug, you got to help me with your last name.
Deichler.
Yeah. Nick's last name?
Webby.
And Paul Novak on bass over here. Well, so great to have you guys here. You did a show last night at the Red Star in Duluth, and it sounds like that went pretty well.
Yeah, it was great. Well. Yeah.
Now, was that your first show as a band in Duluth?
No, we played a couple other times.
Okay.
We played at the Crunchy Bunch over at Zinema, over at the
Zeitgeist.
Yeah. That was awesome. That was a good time. We just came up here and did a second show.
We did a party at Legacy Glass that same night.
Mm-hmm.
Last week.
Yeah. Last week we were here.
So we've been up here a couple
last
times.
Time we were here, yeah.
Okay. Because I know you haven't been together that long as a band, have you?
No, just for about 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about that, but let's get you guys started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat a little more. What do you want to start with here?
This one's a new one called Stick Around Your Brain.
Beast Head live from Studio A. And you said that's a new one, so I assume that's not on the EP, Tallest Trees, that you released.
No, that is it's not.
Okay.
We just recorded that at the Sound Gallery in Minneapolis with Jacob and Amy from Fort Wilson Riot. I don't know if you guys know them.
No.
Up here. Mm-hmm. Check them out. They're very good.
Okay.
But there's lots of extra amazing vocals on that, so hopefully we can get that out soon.
Well, let's talk about the EP that you just released that back in the fall. Is that right?
Correct. Yep.
Yes.
In the
fall.
Okay.
Yep.
And where did you record that?
Ambient Sound in St. Paul. It's a friend of mine. His dad owns it. His name's Bob and
Bob Kane.
Yeah, we've kind of been going there for quite a while, and they've been gracious enough to help us out with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you guys have been together as a band for about a year, but I saw that you have each kind of worked on other projects before that for a long time. So, first of all, how did you guys all come together as musicians? And then, were any of you doing something similar to this before, or was it pretty different?
Not really. I was playing in a folk band, and Doug and Nick came over one night and just started playing together. They didn't really have a singer, so I just started jamming with them, and they were like, yeah, you should come be our singer. So I had never been a lead singer for a band before, and I was like, okay, cool. So we did a blues rock group for a while, and then lost our drummer, and now we're doing the electronic drum machine type ambient stuff now. So
did just that mere fact of losing the drummer kind of push you in a different direction then?
We had
already started using beats, experimenting with them when we had a drummer, and then he left for school, and we just kind of ran with that, and it worked really well.
Beefed up the beats a little bit, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, so we lucked out, I guess.
Who does the songwriting for the band?
We all do. It's like a collectively. We just get together and sit down in a room, and it usually, you know, if we get in a room for long enough, usually we end up writing a song, and some of the songs stick, and those are what you hear on the album, I guess.
we definitely all do it together. We didn't give him a mic because he's in kind of bad shape after last night, but we base pretty much a lot of what we do off of Mr. Webby's guitar parts over there as well, too.
Hell yeah.
He's a virtuoso, and then we kind of build around that.
He'll come in and just play something, and then immediately we'll all kind of follow suit.
Okay. Yeah. Well. What is Nick's background? Although Nick does not have a microphone. So what projects have you been involved with before?
Well, really, I've only played with like these guys. Like me, Doug, and Paul met in high school a little bit before that. I mean, us three have been playing together about 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So like, it's just been with different like musical groups than what we're playing with this. So we pretty much like learned how to play our instruments together, like from like about 10 years ago.
And you jam
it's
with
been good.
Like
oh yeah, I jam with as many people as I can. I play with as many people as I can.
Like
yeah, I did that.
You did what? I missed that part.
There's a guy by Dem Atlas. We're gonna play a song, different song later, and Dem Atlas is featured on it. He got signed on Rhyme Series recently, and he hit me up and he's just like, "Hey, you want to come down in the studio? I'm recording this album. Play a little guitar on it." So I played a little bit of guitar, and it was a good time.
So you said the three of you went to high school together. Where was that?
We went to Henry Sibley.
Oh, okay. So
Mendota
you're
Heights.
You're from the Twin Cities.
Yep.
Yes. All right. So you haven't strayed too far from home.
No,
not at all.
Doug, so the three of you just kind of like started, you know, became this unit in high school, and you just kind of travel from band to band. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, more or less. It was me, Nick, and Paul, and the guy we had drumming with us. We've been jamming since we were like 13, and when we started, like, we wanted to be AC/DC, and that can only get you so far. And you know, through high school, college, we just kind of experimented with, you know, we went through all the usual facets of that music, like Led Zeppelin and all that, and tried out a bunch of different stuff, and now we're here, I guess. I don't know. That was a voice crack too. I'm pretty hungover.
Oh, man.
Everything's dry.
So how does this project compare, and how does it feel compared to what you guys have done together before? Is there something about it that feels like, yeah,
it feels a lot more real,
yeah,
than anything, as weird as that sounds. Like, it feels really legit and solid, I guess.
Yeah,
it's like before we'd go to record stuff, like whatever, basically compile whatever things we thought were songs, basically, and like, I don't know. And then this, we kind of put it together, and it just felt like a complete thing.
Yeah, it's like a whole. It's like a exactly what you said. It's a whole feeling. It's like a nice little thing that you can hold on to. I feel like with the other band, there was always something missing. There was always like, it wasn't ever complete. You know, it was kind of hectic.
Yeah,
all
it didn't
the time.
Really have that feeling of like, I don't know, completeness, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, for sure.
And
for sure.
We try to throw in a lot of different stuff. Like, in the bands we'd been in the past, it was pretty easy to be like, That's a guitar rock band, or Harry was in a folk pop band, or we did funk for a little while. And
awesome.
Like, this is like, I don't really know what to call this. And it's because we use a lot of different stuff, like beats and synths and stuff. And that kind of unexpectedly too has drawn us to new friend groups and people who never listened to us before. And unexpected, and it's been really cool and fun. So
yeah, because of that, we feel like we can kind of like play with anyone almost, which makes it super fun.
Never thought I'd ever play a rap show.
Yeah, we play a lot of hip-hop shows.
Hip-hop shows. Oh, my God.
They're super fun. Yeah.
They are the greatest shows.
Well, and you guys, you know, you're not necessarily a hip-hop act, but you know, the beats and some of that stuff kind of, especially that Minneapolis hip-hop sound has a bit of that, so you have a little bit of crossover there.
Right.
And actually, we're working on a project coming up here that we're going to try to get, try to build the backing tracks for a couple rappers in the Twin Cities and try to get them on and
do like a compilation.
Yeah,
we're
looking forward to that.
That's very early on, but we did. We just started hanging out with Botsy, who used to be in Culture Cry Wolf. I don't know if that rings a bell, but he's been very supportive. So, you know, you might hear a rap album from us in the near future. Hopefully,
yeah.
We just want to wear gold chains.
Yeah. it sounds like you really have been kind of evolving your sound and having fun with that.
It is a lot of fun. I think where we're at right now, it's just a good time. That's all. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so simple. You just get together. You don't even think about it, really. You just show up and...
Just here for the kicks, man.
Yeah, exactly.
It was cool, too, because kind of before we started getting attention from anybody in the hip-hop community in Minneapolis, like Nick was saying, we had our buddy Josh or Dem Atlas, the newest rhymesayer, signee, come and jam with us. And we've been jamming with him for a couple of years. And you know, so we threw a track that on the EP, he raps on a track, and we threw that on there. And then 9 months later, he got signed to Rhymesayers, and it was sort of like... indirect credit boost for us, like, oh, they must know what they're doing with hip-hop, and we're kind of just like doing this electronic, you know what I mean? Like, so like, that's definitely,
we know someone that knows what they're doing with
hip-hop. Yeah.
Exactly. I shouldn't downplay it too much. Exactly. Yeah.
Hip-hop once removed.
Yeah. Like distant cousins of hip-hop.
Well, it's funny because, you know, when I read that some of you have been playing together for 10 years, I was expecting you to be a little bit older, but it sounds like you started pretty darn early.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
We probably weren't even teenagers yet, maybe 12, maybe 13. Like, and I was joking, but it was serious when I said me and Nick got together and we're like, we learned all of AC/DC's songs and their solos.
That sounds like what a 13-year-old would do.
That's all we wanted out of life, and we learned how to do that, and then it just kind of together, you know, we...
Life is complete.
Yeah. We're going to end up having an AC/DC phase after all of this, it's going to be...
It'll come full circle.
It'll come back to our roots.
You have a Highway to Hell shirt on right now, I think.
I know. I actually am wearing AC/DC right now.
So,
I got the camera here, I'll have to take a picture. All right, well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do for us next?
This next one's called Different Sun.
This is Beast Head live from Studio A.
Don't you know? truth. We're walking underneath under different coats. Feeling what's for the trees and now it's underneath. Feeling under another moon. Been you watching me, thinking everything's clean. Been you watch dice for iron floors, doors, windows, all the same.
That is Beast Head live from Studio A, and another tune now. Was that one from the EP, or was that a different
yes.
one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's on the EP. That's the one we were joking about with saying Josh was on it, so we kind of have to fill in his verse with some singing. Sometimes we ask random audience members to come up and freestyle, and that goes terrible most of the time. But
it was good last night,
last
though.
Night went really
last
well,
night
yeah.
was crazy, yeah.
Damascus.
Damascus.
Yeah.
Shout out Damascus.
He got up and did like a R&B. It turned into a whole like 90s R&B thing. It was awesome. Like, so shout out to him.
Nice. Well, that's brave of you guys to do that. Now, Harry, I was thinking as you were singing there with the auto-tuning, and you used to be in a folk-related band, which is kind of the total the opposite of auto-tuning. Was
yeah.
it weird when you first started doing that?
You know, it was. You know, when I got it, I just started messing around with it. I treated it like a toy. You know, I'm a guitarist, so I've been playing through guitar effects, and I'm used to kind of messing with that and kind of seeing what I can do with that. So when I got it, I was like a kid in a candy store, you know, messing around with it. It's a lot of fun to play with, but it's a completely different way of singing, really. So when I wrote all these songs, I was kind of chained to it. And now as we write more songs, I'm kind of getting away from it a little bit. But yeah, it was wild the first couple of times messing around with it. Yeah, really different from the folk.
Yeah. That makes me think, is it the same as when you're starting guitar and you first discover pedals, you go a little nuts doing the different effects because
yeah.
it's fun?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have
Big
to realize
time.
When to pull back and when to, you know, what works where?
Is for that... sure, for sure. Tallest Trees, I think I use it on pretty much every single song. So we're starting to scale that back a little bit. I don't know. It's fun. I'll probably get another effect and, you know, put out an EP with just that effect. Like alien voices.
Pretty,
I don't know.
Pretty
poor
or something.
Yeah. Probably not anytime soon. Yeah. Unless Christmas comes early.
Wait, Nick, were you chiming in?
Yeah, overall as a band, like, we kind of try to push as much as what we can do. And then it takes, like, we try as much as we can. And then we kind of have to rein ourselves back and, like, bring it back to, like, where is, like, a comfortable level with everything and for all of us. So we definitely like to push and see as far as what we can do in any sort of direction. Like, we like to test genres, like we push like the pedals we had, our capabilities, and then rein it back into like a more
something that you can listen to
idea.
We've done that a couple times. Some of them have been really ugly.
You'll never hear those though.
No.
Now the fact that some of you guys have known each other for so long and you're still playing music together gives me an indication that maybe you get along pretty well.
Yeah.
And so that must help in a band when decisions have to be made with multiple people and, you know, musical sound is being crafted. And, and, you know, are you guys pretty much on the same page as for what you want, or is somebody, you know?
Yeah. More or less, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what's kind of funny is, like I said earlier, like it was easier to classify what we were doing earlier. So when people say, like, what genre are you now, or what do you play with? What are you now? It's a little bit harder to answer that. And that kind of comes from... it's weird because we all listen to so many different types of music, and somehow there's a common thread in most of the things we listen to, but I don't know, somehow we make it work. Like, we listen to everything from like Frank Sinatra and Etta James to like Krayshawn and Free R. Kelly.
Free Be Nasty.
Yeah, Free Be Nasty. Shout Be Nasty.
So my voice is raspy.
to, you know, I don't even know, Alt-J and hip-hop all the way up here. And it's just, so making it work is, we didn't plan on it. But
I think the key to it is we all don't take this seriously at all. That sounds kind of shitty to say because you should be taking stuff seriously. And we do, like, we care, but I don't know. We're all pretty loose in our approach to it.
Yeah,
and I think
sure.
that's what keeps it solid and keeps it good, I guess. It keeps it fun, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty rare when someone's just like, don't play that. Like, very rarely. Usually, like, we'll all just, like, the ideas that we come up with, we usually use, unless it's like, well, absolutely terrible, and then we'll just say, don't play that. I mean, we respect each other. I mean, we're all friends. We just, if it sucks, I mean, you tell someone it sucks. And they do. If you're pissed off, you leave it at their practice space. We go get a beer afterwards. Fuck.
And during and before.
Whoops.
All right. We got to remind you guys that you cannot say some of those words on the radio. Just need to pull that back
Sorry
a little
about
bit.
That.
You know, I do want to say that, you know, Harry, you're saying, well, we don't take it too seriously. It sounds like you take the music seriously.
Yeah,
you know,
do,
listening to Tallest Trees, sound, you know, it sounds like a group of people that take what they're doing seriously. Mm-hmm, but you have fun doing it.
Exactly,
so that's
yeah.
pretty
yes.
cool.
Yeah. I think the grind of just being in a band and, like, playing a bunch of shows and being around each other for, you know, the time that we are, if you took it too seriously and if one person in the band kind of thought more than anyone else, they'd get annoyed, and, you know, but that's the part that we kind of, like, scale back on, and, like, Doug just books everything, and we just, like, show up and have fun, which is good for us, and
yeah,
and good for Doug.
Good for Doug. He likes doing that.
I'm the brains.
He's the brains of the operation.
If you can believe that,
he's the smart one.
He wears the glasses. Is what he's saying.
I do.
That's true. Yeah, he is the only one
I have the glasses
that
on.
I can tell. Yeah. Well, you played a new song earlier, so are you working on a new album already? You planning on doing something?
Slowly.
Yeah.
it's coming. Yeah, it's coming slow. Because it's hard to schedule because the nights we're all free are the nights I've booked shows for us, so we don't get a lot of time to rehearse. So the stuff that's new has been coming about slower than it did before. But I think we're getting to a point where it's like we've hammered these five songs into the Twin Cities for about 5 months, and I don't know. You know, it's time to switch that up a little bit, and slowly but surely, songs.
And keeping
are
with
out.
That trend, the next song is actually going to be a new one too that we haven't recorded, and I don't know. It's my favorite one to play. It's a lot of fun.
See how this goes.
Well, let's hear it because it's about time to play it anyway.
Cool.
So
sounds cool.
What's it called?
It's called Another War Banger.
I'm gonna test a couple things here.
Wow. Doug's gonna test a few things.
Okay, cool.
He's a mad scientist.
I do too many things at once.
Made you look, made you laugh. Toss it out, toss me out, hit my ass. Watch you laugh, watch you now, hit the ground. Run amok, run amok, make him up. Toss me up, make me laugh. It's that you say, made today.
That's Beast Head live from Studio A, and another new tune, maybe from a forthcoming album someday.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. Yeah. I think my mic is off, actually.
No, yeah, I hear you.
Oh, you can?
You're there. You're there. Well, thank you so much, guys. And one last question: do you ever think, with a name like Beast Head, people are expecting a metal band?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. No, that's kind of another thing too about it catches people off guard. It's hard to describe what we sound like, and then when you tell people that our name is Beast Head, it's a mess.
We keep them guessing.
We get Beast Face and
Breast Head.
Breast Head.
We got Breast Head once. I kind of like Breast Head. I think, I don't know. I mean, switch to that maybe.
I once went up to this door guy at a club, and I was like, "Hey man, you guys have shows here?" And I gave him the CD, and I was like, "You should book us." And he looks at it, he's like, "We do acoustic shows, man. You guys sound metal as hell." He didn't say hell, though. He said another word that we're not allowed to say on radio.
Very good.
Yeah.
He was much meaner than that, too.
Yeah. I think he threw it at us. So, yeah, we get that all the time.
Well, thank you so much, guys. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks really for having so us.
That is Beast Head. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Chris Harwood and Cameron Flackney. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.